Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this week for another video. So the question is, what do you want? What do you want? It is the hardest question for people to answer. I know when you're facing divorce and a troubling marriage and you ask your wife, what do you want? The biggest answer you get is, I don't know. I don't know. Well, what can I do? I don't know. What do you need? I don't know. What do I need to do to make you happy? I don't know. So it's a hard question to answer. But when I ask guys, okay, big shot, what do you want? Well, I'm tired of being ignored, and I'm tired of not getting any attention. I'm tired of her treating me like I'm nothing. And I said, well, you didn't tell me what you wanted. You just told me what you did want. And so part of knowing what it is you want is getting clear on what you won't accept. It's knowing where your boundaries are. And that's what the video is about. So let's talk about the boundaries first and getting clear on what you don't want. And then I want to help you get clear on answering the question, what do you want? In the video, there's Kristen Bell, the actress from Hollywood. She's married to another actor named Dax Shepard. And in this short video, she explains how her husband trained her to fight. I don't know when they got married, but they are two pretty mature people. And she said, he's got so much self-respect. I fought really badly. You'll see it in the video. She explains how she was such a bad fighter.
Because when we first met, we fell madly in love, and I loved the dramatic exit. There's nothing I craved more than, like, you know, the first year you're working out your kinks. I loved it. I would, like, we'd get in a fight, because we would fight a lot. And I'd like yell something, then I'd slam the bedroom door, then I'd slam the front door, then I'd get in my car, and then I'd skid out the driveway, and then I'd just go like sit around the corner in my car. And it felt so good, and I realized how incredibly toxic it was only after he pointed it out. 3 months into our relationship, he was like, yeah, you can't leave anymore during fights. I'm not gonna do that. And I was like, what? He's like, you can't do that. I'm not going to have a relationship. He has a very high standard.
Wow,
and
that's impressive.
Strong code of ethics. He's like, no, I have more respect for myself than to be in. I love you, but I'm not going to do that my whole life. And I was like,
was that attractive when he said that? Wow.
So then he said, but here's how evolved he is. He said, let's just help you. You're not a good fighter. And I always thought I was
because you
won.
Right.
He's like, no, people can't do that. Our marriage won't survive. And everything he was saying was making so much sense. And I was like, damn this guy.
Well, so he's an exception to the rule, it sounds like.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm too stupid to have thought
no,
of any of that
No, it
stuff.
Means people can get there. So he said, how about the next time we fight, you're allowed to leave the room, but not the house. And I was like, okay, fine. The next fight, I left the room, I slammed the bedroom door, couldn't leave the front door, and I'm standing at the front door going like... I want to leave so bad, but I really love him, and he told me I couldn't, and he said it was a deal breaker for him, so I got to stay in the house. I got to compromise.
Did he have the little white flags up, like for the dog fence, where you couldn't go past them?
In my head, he did. Oh. In my head, he did. It was, and because I knew that he said to me, I have more respect for myself than to do this my whole life. So then the next time we fought, he was like, now that you've done that, he's like, now you can't leave the room. He's like, you can stop talking, but you can't leave the room. So then we'd like have an argument, and I'd just sit there, and then I'd like... mean text him, just like, because I didn't want to talk to him anymore, but I would like text him. This is getting very personal, guys. But
no, this is fascinating, going, because what I'm realizing is that it sounds, you're supposed to be training him, and you kind of got trained. You got trained a little
bit. I got
bit.
Majorly trained.
Gee whiz.
I got
and the fact that you're
trained. Yeah.
Okay, but
and you, now we fight beautifully. We can we actually disagree about 99% of the things on the planet, but we have an ultimate respect for each other, and he sort of said, no, we're allowed to disagree. You just can't be, like, crazy when we're fighting.
Because it's a great example of a guy standing up for what he believes in. So not only was he clear that he did not want a marriage in which toxic fighting was a norm, he wants to have something else. So what do you want? If you don't want a marriage that has toxic fighting, or distance, or a total separation of you and your wife, sexlessness, right? No intimacy, no connection, no attraction, no common goals in life. If you know you don't want that, what do you want? Be clear, real quickly. You can say, I want a marriage in which we like each other, period. That's my only rule. You could say, I want a marriage in which we both make a mutual effort to make the marriage better every day. I want a marriage where we end every day feeling more connected, more trusting, and feel more respect and love for each other. I want a marriage, blah, blah, blah. You have to come up with something really clear about what you do want, because it's not enough to say what you don't want. So, what do you want? You can want more than one thing, right? You can have more than one sentence. I want to be in a relationship that's built on the foundation of mutual trust, respect, and intimacy. How about, I want to be in a relationship where kindness is the first thing we start with each day. I want to be in a relationship where we share a mutual desire to be in each other's company. We're on the same page with money, sex, and children, and I want us to have a common plan that we're both working to. Those are examples, right? Come up with your own. Come up with your own examples on what you want. Be clear. Say them to yourself. Don't be ashamed to say what you want, because if you spend all your life talking about what you don't want and not talking about what you do want, you'll probably never be able to get that. Because part of being a creator in this life, creating the dream and creating the life that you want, you have to be crystal, crystal clear on what it is you want and be totally unashamed and unapologetic in saying it out loud. I hope that helps you this week. Take care, brother.